to Manic Monday. I'm your host, Jason Shar, and today we will be digging into Dahmer. Before I begin, though, I would like to say that this is a sensitive topic, as some of Dahmer's actions are disturbing and not for everyone's ears. I will not talk about any of the murders or cases, as this podcast only deals with what led up to his insanity. However, if you think you will have a problem listening to some gory details, then please just do not listen. Do you like cool new clothes and keeping up with the hottest trends? Then go to AmericanLifestyleOutfitters.com. They have the cleanest new clothes along with items ranging from golf tees to wallets. Go check it out now before they sell out. I promise, you won't regret it. Okay, now we're back and on to Jeffrey Dahmer. For those of you who do not know who Jeffrey Dahmer is, he is a sociopath that brutally murdered 17 people, mainly throughout the 80s up until he was caught in 1991. All serial killers were different, but the brutality of Dahmer's cases were extremely unique, and that's what made him rise to fame as a Milwaukee cannibal. You may be wondering why someone would ever do this, like, what happened in his past that would influence him to brutally murder 17 young men? Well, that's the goal of today's podcast, so to find out, so let's go ahead and get started. May 21st, 1960 at 4:34 p.m., Jeffrey Dahmer was brought into this world in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His father, Lionel Dahmer, worked in a laboratory, and his mother, Joyce Dahmer, worked as a teletype machine instructor. Jeffrey was born into an unfortunate circumstance, as his parents weren't fully ready to have a kid, and as we see later, they lacked some parental instincts. So when Jeffrey was born, Ms. Dahmer was having a stressful time trying to raise him as a stay-at-home mother, and she began to lash out on Mr. Dahmer, which was the beginning of a rift in their relationship that would later cause some of Jeffrey's emotional trauma. Jeffrey's father actually wrote a book after his conviction and described his ex-wife as overly emotional and also said that she was on medication due to a sickness during her pregnancy with Jeffrey. Jeffrey was described as happy and energetic until he was 4 years old, and doctors diagnosed him with a double hernia that required surgery. While this is a common procedure, Jeffrey was still a boy and did not fully understand what was going on. All he knew was that these people were exploring his body and that he felt uncomfortable. He was scared and no one took the time to tell him what or why this was happening, and this incident would scar him for the rest of his life. Jeffrey and his family later moved to Ohio in 1966. The move was hard for Jeffrey as he continued to become more shy and quiet. 2 years later, when Dahmer was 8 years old, he was molested by a neighbor in Ohio. This was reported years later by Jeffrey's father, but no crimes were ever filed and this event largely went undocumented. However, Lionel Dahmer claims that this incident may have been what caused Jeffrey to obsess over sexual interactions. Another 2 years later, when Jeffrey was 10, a big red flag came into sight as he began to collect roadkill and experiment with their bodies. Jeffrey would dissolve chicken bones in acid and was reportedly fascinated by animals' insides. Jeffrey would kill full-grown animals like dogs and squirrels and would do gruesome things to their corpses, just like his murders. I won't go in detail for the sake of the listener, but it was truly brutal. Jeffrey's parents knew these actions, and while they did worry about him, they just wrote it off as boy stuff and refused to address the issue. This is yet another great misdeed by Jeffrey's parents, as they really had a chance to communicate with Jeffrey over his obsessions and find him help. By high school, Jeffrey was already an alcoholic. He was a lonely and distant kid with no desire to conform to normal society. He did try once to be a normal kid, however, and he gained a few friends, but he quickly descended back into the depths of his obsessions. He continued his collection of roadkill in high school, but also found a new obsession. He was quoted saying, "I started having obsessive thoughts of violence, intermingled with sex that just got worse and worse. I didn't know how to tell anyone about it." This necrophilia obsession began when he was 14 and carried with him throughout his life. In his senior year, Dahmer's parents finally decided to get a divorce, and they had to battle over custody of the kids. However, Dahmer was set to turn 18 soon, so his parents only fought over custody of his younger brother, Dave. This hurt Dahmer as he once again felt alone and unwanted. His parents settled the divorce and left Dahmer abandoned in their Ohio house, which was up for sale. Dahmer was alone in this house with only his fantasies and obsessions, and he made his first kill in the house only months later. Are you interested in Jeffrey Dahmer and you want more details about his life? Then go watch My Friend Dahmer. It is a new movie that is based on the graphic novel by Derf. Ross Lynch from Austin and Alley plays a high school Dahmer and provides a good look at Jeffrey Dahmer's life before the murders. It is coming to theaters near you and I strongly suggest you check it out now. Alright, we're back and it's time to wrap up this episode. Obviously, there are a lot of incidents that we just covered that very well could have led to Dahmer's insanity. However, no one truly knows which event caused it. According to Kate Mossman, some people believe that Dahmer is just a lonely person and that he killed to prevent people from leaving him, and that by having their body parts with him, he wouldn't feel alone anymore. However, Dahmer told reporters that he killed instead due to a need for control over others. He claimed that he loved having control and would do anything to position himself into power, which also makes sense. Now, many of you may be saying to yourselves, who cares why he did it? How could someone ever commit these horrendous crimes? Well, not even Dahmer seems to know that answer. As he told reporters, it's hard for me to believe that a human being could have done what I have done, but I know that I did it. Dahmer even goes on to claim that he knew his actions were wrong when he said, I carried it too far, that is for sure. Alright, and now before I end the episode, I want to give you one last chilling fun fact about Jeffrey Dahmer. At the same time Dahmer was baptized, there was a solar eclipse in which the sun disappeared for a moment. Some believe this is a sign that Dahmer was actually the Antichrist and that he was born to be evil. Alright, that's going to be all we have today, so thanks for stopping by and listening as we dug into Dahmer.